Alla 21ª settimana internazionale della critica, Yu Chen Cheng presenta il suo primo lungometraggio, Yi Nian Xiong. Ok. Cheng, it's quite a complex cut for your first movie. Quite a complex cut for your first movie. Can you explain it to us? Where the idea come from?
Where the idea come from? It's from many places. My friend's story and my fantasy. from those kind of thing.
Okay, it's a story about past, present, and future. There are young people looking for their identity, and this looking for identity has never an end. I like your movie, which seems without an end.
Yes, looking for identity is my issue in all my film. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm looking for my own identity, my father is from Japan and my mother is Taiwanese, and I always two cultures in my family, and so identity is very very natural issue in my life. And another kind of identity is I'm looking for the most comfortable way to living and to telling a story. So
It seems in your movie that no one listens people's problem, you know, in your movie. And there are a group of people, young people, which are completely disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
I think it's, I don't know why become this kind of unrealistic. So there is always a distance between reality and my story. And when the distance is too far, it's kind of boring. But I'm looking for the just good distance from reality, because I like the very realistic film. The realistic style film, realism. Yes, I like that kind of style film very much, but when I make my own film, I always have one this kind of distance, and I think that is a kind of beautiful thing. And maybe next time I will step one more step closer to realism. I don't know.
There are many remarkable things in your movie, and particularly there's one plot I like very much, in which one of the actors ask to another one, what matters in life? What matters in life? Mm-hmm. And you repeat many times this question. Mm. Why?
Why?
So what matters in life, according to your point of view?
Is to live on. Is to live on and to have hope. Because
and maybe movie to make movie, another movie.
No, I don't know. I'm still looking for the most important thing. Oh, I'm looking for the meaning for live on, and I don't have an answer. The answer I can make sure, but maybe we are Many people is like me. They are like me. They are still looking for the meaning of life. And but maybe we won't find it out forever. But in some special moment in our life, we will feel like, wow, I'm so glad I'm alive, I'm here. Sometimes we feel this kind of feeling when I met a girl. Sometimes I will feel this kind of feeling, or when I saw a very beautiful thing, or experience some very special thing, I have this kind of feeling in my heart. So I think this is the power for me to live on.
Mm. And about love, there is a quite particular point of view through which you look at love in the movie. Mm. Unusual for the Italian culture.
Really? And it's also very unusual from Taiwanese culture. I don't know. The love is it's very different kind of love. Many kind of different kind of love in this world. And love is the most ambiguous thing. You cannot define, because everyone's love is different. But when two persons they feel the same way, their life is close enough to you can touch each other, I think that's love. Because we are alone in this world. Everyone is alone. We cannot completely understand another people's mind. It's impossible. But sometimes we can feel that kind of warmness, the temperature. You can feel another soul's temperature, and that's what I want to try to make in my film. I think film, cinema is another thing. Cinema is a love, you know. You are expressing your mind, and everyone can, you know, they can feel a different way.
Yeah. And about loving films, movies, for sure you love movie, and you have experienced both sides of the camera, so from acting to directing. Which one you prefer more?
For me it's the same. I cannot say which one is my preferred, because there are different ways about telling a story. They are doing the same thing. It's telling a story, just the position is different. And of course, when I act, it's for me it's like more enjoyable, because I think it's closer to the script, closer to you, because you become a character. You live another people's life. For me, when I act, that movie is not fiction. It's like documentary for me, because I'm the only person really, really experience those scenes. Even it's only between action and cut. But for me, from action and cut, that is a real life of me. So it's quite enjoyable when I act. But when I direct, it's another thing. It's the bitter the bitterness is different, and even a little bit sweet, the bitterness. And it's like, how to say that? It's like sharing my dream. Sharing my dream with many people. And we tell a story together, and we make a whole new dream. So I think that's the most enjoyable thing when I direct. So I cannot say which one is my preference.
And about originality in your movie, what is amazing in your movie is that it seems there are no reference to other colleagues, but there's a lot of originality in your movie. But I'm sure you have some kind of reference for Italian, some masters director, like Italian director, like you mentioned yesterday, Tornatore.
Yes, his movie is very warm, very very touching. You can laugh, you can cry. The New Cinema Paradiso. I mean, this movie, I saw it when I was very young, and that is the first time I feel, wow, it's so strong, because I was just a kid, and but I cried and laughed, and I don't know, it's a kind of feeling, wow, it's so good to be alive, it's so good, I am alive. So yes, maybe I want to share this touching moment with many people. And another director I admire a lot is Koreeda. Koreeda, Japanese director, because he's so, for me, he's so tender, very love. And he has a film called Distance, and for me it's like the same way. He always have a distance from the reality, but it's not escaping from reality, it's his distance between the point of view, his film, and reality. And the distance is so beautiful in his film. That is what I noticed, and yes, that's why I like him.
Okay, the very last question, do we have some plans for the future?
Actually, not yet. I want to learn more. I want to look into myself more. Maybe deeper, and I want to in this film Do Over, I experiment many kind of thing, many way language in this film I experimented, and yes, I find out something in that, and I have to think it over and to feel more with this world and with my family and my friend around me. I want to think, feel more, yes. And maybe next year or 2 years later, maybe the bottom of this year, I will have some new mind. I have many stories, you know, in my computer, but what I need is not stories, my mind. I want to refresh my mind first, to recharge. Yes, my mind.
Okay. thank you, Chang, for the interview, for the movie. I'm sure we will see it very soon again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a wonderful movie.